Welcome to Season 17 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go! Welcome back. I'm excited you're here. Season 17 moving right along. We were very fortunate to get through the hurricane that just went through North Carolina. We had tons of in-mails and LinkedIn messages and emails. I mean, we just got a ton of great stuff from you, our audience, just thinking and praying for us in North Carolina, being based in Charlotte, if you don't know where we are. And we were very fortunate, just a lot of rain, some trees down, but nothing catastrophic like they were first anticipating. The coast certainly got hit a little bit harder. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers, certainly our continued thoughts and prayers with those on the coast, those that were impacted on a greater level than we were. We also, you might or might not know, we have a new book coming out. I'm just putting the final touches on it. It's been such a labor of love. I told my wife it feels like I'm having a baby, which is probably complete disrespect to her having two children, the actual work that was and was. But it does feel that way. And I'm so excited for you to read it when it comes out around Christmas time. So if you're interested in helping us launch the book, being an influencer, getting behind and support for the book, it would mean the world to us. You can email me at jeads@learnloft.com, and I'll connect you with one of our team members that's helping with the launch of the book. So that's jeads@learnloft.com if you're interested in helping with the launch of the new book. But I've come to realize something that, there's always been this thing around there's two types of people in this world. You know, you hear it all the time. There's two types of people. There's two types of people. There's two types of people. I mean, there's people that like creamy peanut butter, and there's people that like crunchy peanut butter. I mean, there's only one answer that's right there, crunchy, but there's still two types of people. There are those people that use Google Chrome for their browser, and then there's those that use everything else. There are those that use Apple, and there's those that use Android. Now, there's a right answer for those two. There's some people that need five alarms in the morning to get up, and there are those that need one or none, and they get feet on the floor. There's some people that have thousands of emails in their inbox unread, and there are those that clean out their inbox every single day, not one email unread. There are those people that make their bed, and those people that don't. Now, in many of these cases, there's a correct answer, and it's kind of whatever answer I tend to do. Joking aside, you know, when you look at the surface, particularly around leadership, this is correct. There tends to be two kinds of people. There tends to be a kind of person that wants to lead and those who don't. Those that are proactive and those who aren't. Those that do and those who don't. But a recent situation that's happened to me has me really rethinking this kind of two types of people in the world theory. I think there's actually three kinds of people. So my son, 6 years old, playing soccer, he practices every Thursday night, every Tuesday night at 5:30, and I get a call from my wife, and she says, "You really got to come to practice. The coach really needs your help." It's a volunteer coach-led organization. So I get to practice, and it's kind of pandemonium, to be really candid. Eight boys, 6, 7 years old, one coach. She was really struggling with these boys, kids hanging on goals, no routines, no practice, just free-for-all. So I go over to coach, and I asked her, I said, "Would you like some help?" And she said she would love help. So I played a little bit of soccer. I like this sport. I'm far from any kind of expert coach, but I just kind of started helping. I got the boys in lines. I got them focused on doing one drill at a time, partnering up, putting some structure around practice. We put a couple standards in place where they couldn't hang on the goals anymore, or else they would sit out of practice. They couldn't touch other boys. you know, horseplay or that, you have to set out of practice. So we put a couple just standards in place, and we started doing some drills one-on-one, and we quickly got the practice going in some order. So in 30 minutes of practice, we went from this kind of chaotic situation to some structure, helping the kids get better, you know, becoming a team in a pretty short amount of time. Now, it got me thinking that if there's only two kinds of people, right, in this world, particularly when it comes to leadership, you have those parents that are sitting on the sidelines watching practice, watching the chaos, and not trying to help at all or help the coach. Maybe they have other kids, they have other things going on, but they're not action-oriented. They weren't out there helping. So let's just, for the sake of the discussion, not leading. And then you have one mom, single mom, that's out there trying to help and coach and volunteer, and she was a doer. She was an action-oriented. She volunteered her own. She was trying to lead. And then you have a third type of person that, in this case, could step in and know what they're doing. So they're leading and they know what they're doing. And if they don't know what they're doing, they're on a mission to figure out how to do it properly. And I think if you're listening to this podcast today or every single week, it means to me that you are a type of person who takes action. You're a type of person that takes action. And that's the hardest battle of all to change. If you don't want to lead, if you're not interested in other people, if you're not interested in helping or adding value to others or being on the front lines, or, you know, that is a difficult gear to turn on. So you've got that, and I'm jacked about it. But I also want you to be the kind of person who not only takes action and knows the real meaning of leadership, but also knows how to do it the right way. And I don't say this to know I know exactly how to get a soccer practice and coach a team as well as the best coaches in the world. I certainly don't. But I did know a few of the right things to do to get the practice in order. And now I'm on a mission since the last practice to make sure I do know what I'm doing when I go out there to help coach the team in our games every single week. Because now I'm just a soccer coach on Tuesday and Saturdays, which I wasn't anticipating. But I want you to think really hard about this. There's not just two types of people in the world when it comes to leadership. There's three types of people. There's one that doesn't want to get involved and doesn't want to lead and doesn't care about really anybody but themselves. And I don't mean that all negatively. Then there's people that do, that act, that get involved, that lead. And then there's people that act and lead and then also know what they're doing. And I think there's a big difference. And even if you don't know what you're doing at the very end, you're at least on a mission to get there. You're on that journey intentionally. And I'm excited that you're here today. And so I want to share something today that will help you put it into action, that will help you know what you're doing when you're leading your team, or at a very minimum, give you a couple ideas where you could get better. And it comes from our latest and greatest content, stuff that's in the book, stuff that's in the Ultimate Leadership Academy. So we onboarded a brand new team member today. His name is Gordon Shuford. He's an excellent addition to the team. I'm so excited. He comes to us from a background of coaching, one-on-one coaching, leadership development, just an absolute stud. You're going to be hearing some more about Gordon and the great content that he brings you to help you on your leadership journey. But the first day when we onboard a new employee, we have a two-hour team onboarding session to ensure that we get them started on the right foot. So I had planned to record our onboarding session with Gordon today live and share it with you so you could learn how I did it live with a team member. Now, because I made an error, I forgot to hit record twice and you didn't get the audio, so I'm going to do it again right now, just like I did it today. So this is what I did. I shared something called the purpose trifecta. I believe every leader of a team, when they onboard a new team member, they don't leave that just for HR. The paperwork, fine. The contracts, fine. But that first day is a really important day for a new team member. And it can't be taken lightly, and you can't be too busy for it. It's your responsibility to get that person onboarded, on the bus, on the right path for your team, and to be able to produce the best possible results for themselves and for your team. So every leader has to have a defined purpose trifecta for their team. The purpose trifecta is made up of three parts: your mission, your vision, and your values. Your mission, your vision, and your values. All a mission is what you do, why you do it, and whom it's done for. We teach a formula in the Ultimate Leadership Academy and in the book. We do X in order to achieve Y for Z. My good friend from England really helped put this into perspective to me. It's like, why do you do what you do? It's not just the why, though. It's who do you do it for? And we always have to stay really connected with why we do what we do and what we do, and to stay really focused. So LearnLoft's mission that I shared with our team member today, which is we exist to turn managers into leaders and create healthier places to work. We can run every decision that we make as a business through that lens. Do we go produce a new online course? Does it help turn managers into leaders and create healthier places to work? The answer is yes, we typically do it. Right? We run every decision past that LearnLoft mission statement or why we exist. I would highly recommend, if you haven't already, to think long and hard about getting connected with why you do it, what you do. It can't just be about money. Who's your end customer? All those types of things. What are those things? The second big part of the purpose trifecta is your vision. All a vision is the capacity to see beyond what your eyes can see. And when you really think about it, it should be such a big thought that your team should, or people should say, NFW, no effing way. And I don't mean to use the language, but I like to use that as a placeholder. People should think it's kind of crazy. Because they shouldn't be able to see it with their own eyes. And this is difficult for leaders of teams versus leaders of organizations. But I still think leading a team, you still need the same kind of vision. You still need to be thinking about what's possible for this team. We were looking out the window today in our team meeting, and there were two big buildings that were built in the last 2 years. And I use this example for vision, which is, it's easy to look out that window and see those two buildings now. It's what your eyes see. Completely different story than to look out that window 2-3 years ago and have no buildings there, but envision it. But see that it's possible. What's possible for your team? Something that your team might say NFW. Our vision as a team is to become one of the leading professional development companies in the U.S. by 2020. That's it. Simple. Now, 3 years ago when we came up with it, it seemed really far-fetched, and it still seems far-fetched. But it's worth chasing, and I know we're getting closer every single day because we're doing the right things. The third big last part of the purpose trifecta is core values. All values are, I talk about this all the time, the fundamental beliefs that a team holds true. Something that will help dictate and help individuals decipher right from wrong. To change, help change their behavior when they make choices. And a lot of times, organizations define core values, they're on walls, but teams, leaders of those teams, they're not reinforcing them. They're not talking about it. And it's a huge problem. if your organization has defined core values, I sincerely hope that you'll know them by heart and that you'll be reinforcing them to your team all the time. If your organization doesn't have core values, I highly suggest you come up with core values on your own. Learn Loft's core values, we have four. Find a way. That means it's all about solving problems because nobody else is going to do it for you. If you're a member of our team, find a way. We need you to find a way. The second core value we have is to make sacrifices. I'm obsessed with one of the core values from Penn State and Coach James Franklin. One of their core values is to sacrifice more than the common man. When you're a small business and you're trying to build something and you're trying to grow something, you have to be willing to sacrifice more than the common man. And every single one of our team members has to be willing to do that. They have to be proactive, and they have to persevere when times get tough, when you lose a contract or you are disappointed, or client's disappointed, or somebody doesn't get back to you, or you know the pipeline isn't where you want it, or the product doesn't. It's about persevering and knowing that you're willing to sacrifice more than the common man. The third core value we have is to act for the whole. You guys know that I believe leadership is about serving, empowering, and inspiring other people to produce an improved state over an extended period of time. That means every single member of our team, a core value is to act for the good of the many, not just for ourselves. And that means everybody's got to be a good steward of the business because everybody on our team has the opportunity to be a part owner in it. So it's not just about you, it's about the team. And we got to make decisions that way. And lastly, our last core value is to measure what matters. Because everybody is responsible for their own attitude and their effort. And the results are certainly important, and we have defined goals and everybody's trying to achieve things. But the things that we measure every single day are your effort and your attitude. As one, how willing you are to learn new things, and how coachable you are. So your effort and your attitude is one, your ability to learn new skills, and how coachable you are. And we set those things up front. So that way, if somebody's not living out those core values, if they're not coachable, if they're defiant, if they're not putting in the attitude and the effort that we need, if they're not learning new skills and trying to learn and reading and growing and developing their skills, then everyone on the team has the right to call someone out if they're not seeing that and hold them accountable, myself included. So those are our four core values. Find a way, make sacrifices, act for the whole, and measure what matters. That's our purpose trifecta. Now, you know I talk a lot about Dabo Swinney, the head coach at Clemson, the football coach, and I love what he does because at the beginning of every season, he spends an entire day, sometimes two, with his entire team and his coaching staff getting these things right before they ever go on the practice field. It doesn't matter how many years you've been there. They got a binder of principles and core values and the purpose trifecta, and they review it every single year ever before going into execution mode. So when you go on board anybody, I think you should do this with every one of your team members, but particularly the first day when someone is starting, I want you to review your purpose trifecta with the team. I want you to review the purpose trifecta with the team. And you can't do it enough. One day is not enough. One day is not enough. That whole idea of being the chief repetition officer. If you're a manager of a team, that's part of your job, to be the chief repetition officer, to be repeating these three things all the time. On walls, on t-shirts, in emails. You cannot say it enough to ensure that it's not only in their mind, but it's in their heart. but it's in their heart. So I hope that that will help you. I hope that when you onboard someone, that you have that purpose trifecta ready to go. You get the team together and you review it every time you have a new member start, even if it's remote. Go through the purpose trifecta. Share your mission, share your vision, and share your core values. Remember, there's not two types of people in this world. There's three types of people in this world when it comes to leadership. Those that don't want to lead, those that do, and then those that do and they know what they're doing or they're on a mission to learn it. I hope these ideas today help you be the third type of leader. Until next time, be a good leader at work and at home. Thanks for joining us on another week of the show. If you like this, do me a favor and share it with a colleague or a friend, or leave a comment, review, and recommendation wherever you listen to podcasts. Anything that would help us spread the message of leadership, it would mean a great deal to me in my heart.